Okay, I would like to comment on some halachis that have to do with one line of Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis. On the issue of La Yilbash Geva Simlas Isha, you know, the man is not allowed to wear women's clothing. Agav, I have no idea why it's not listed. These Mishnayos list all the lavim, and La Yilbash Geva is not listed. I don't know why. I looked in the Rambam, he says he get Malkus. So Derech Agav, I don't know why it's not listed. But anyway, the Gemara said a chiddush that if someone sniffs white hair, assuming he still has some black hairs, and he has a couple of white hairs, and he sniffs off the white hairs, that's an issue of La Yilbash Geva Sim Lasisha. Now that's a very big chiddush, because normally La Yilbash Geva is when you put something feminine on, you wear something feminine, that's an issue of La Yilbash Geva. But here, the person, there's nothing added to the person. He's taking away the white hairs. He's giving himself just a more youthful look. And yet that's also because it's the Derech HaNoshim. Now this, a Chiddush of the Gemara, the Raiva, by the way, says it's only a Derabbanan. He's Masik on the Rambam. But all the Rishayim hold, it's the same as the Derayisim. This leads to two issues of dispute, and there's a tremendous Nafkamina Halacha L'maisa. First, in the Lamdis. There's an exchange of letters between Ramesha Feinstein and Ramesha Bick, who argued in the following lumdis. In the Torah, there are some isurim where the act is the isur, the maisa is the isur, like Shabbos. Doing malacha is the isur. You're supposed to rest on Shabbos, and you're doing malacha. The maisa is the isur. There's some isurim where the result is the isur. The tzitzah, for example, ritzicha, killing somebody. They not like kill somebody in the Maisa, but the Chaymer of Ritzicha is the result that someone is killed. So in the Torah you have some Averis where the Isser is the Maisa, like Shabbos, and some where the Isser is the result. The main Nafkamina is if a Grama is Osir Min HaTorah. If you cause something indirectly, if the Isser is the Maisa, so if you cause it indirectly, it's not a Deraisa. On Shabbos, Grama is a Drabana. When it comes to Ritzicha, though, the Rambam says Goyrim Ritzicha is a Deraisa. Because it's also, the Isser is the Tzitzah. When the Tzitzah is the Isser, it's Asir. So these two Ramashas, Ramesha Feinstein and Ramesha Bick, had an argument about La Yilbash Geva Sim Lasisha. If the Isser is the Maisa, or the Isser is the result, this is putting on Big Day Isha. Or the Isser is looking like, having the result of looking in a way that women are trying to be makpid to look. So their argument, Ramesha Bick held this is the Maisa, Grama is Mutter. And in the Gris Maisha, Rav Maisha, both in the first Chelek Yeridei and the second Chelek Yeridei, is an exchange of letters. And he says, no, the Isser is the Tzitzah, the result, and not the Maisa. And they're arguing about a pill that had been developed, or the pill today exists, I'm not sure. Somebody could take a pill that would cause his hairs, gray hairs, to turn black, whether that would be okay, or whether that would be awesome. That's a grama, you take a pill. As far as I know, no such pill exists, unless Reagan had it. I don't know anybody else who, you know, if such a pill exists. Somebody, like Abe once gave a shirin, and someone gave me an article about some chemical that they thought would do it. Now, but be that as it may, so this was their argument. If the Isser is the Maisa or the Tetzara, Maisha's Yisayid is based on this Gemara. It says women don't snip out their white hairs, they dye their hair black. Women dye their hair to look black. Here we're answering snipping off the white hairs. The Maisa is not the same as dyeing your hair. It's the Tetzara that a person only has black hairs. So Maisha holds that the Isser is causing the tzitzah, and Ramesha Bick held it's the maisa. Okay, so that's in the lumdis of the sugya. Now, there's a yisaidistika machloikis lahalacha in lo yilbash geva sim lasisha. People say a certain heter. You see this sometimes. People are walking, and you're walking, and your wife is cold. So a man takes off his jacket, and his wife wears it over her shoulders. Now, Pashtus, that's an Issur D'oraisa. A woman is wearing a man's beged. And that should be Asur. Even if it's raining, a man takes off a man's raincoat and gives it to his wife. Pashtus, that's Asur. If it's clearly a man's baguette that should be in a sederais and sheish by malchus. And people do it. Now, not everything people do has a teretz, but this is based on a Bach. The Bach holds that the Issa loyal bashkeva simlas isha is only b'mechaven lizdamais. When a person intends, he's wearing it to look feminine. It doesn't mean he's going to look like a girl, just because he puts on one baguette of a woman. But it means he wants to have a feminine look. B'mechaven lizdamais. The Bach Shita is, it's only also if you're mechaven lizdamais. If you want to dress up to look like a woman, or to look feminine, that's also. A woman like a man, that's also. But if you're walking in the rain, and you're putting on a raincoat, the woman wouldn't want to be caught wearing such a raincoat. But she has no choice, it's raining. She wouldn't go in public wearing a man's jacket, especially if it's a few sizes too big. But she's cold, so she wears it.
It's completely the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about cutting the white hair. Okay, he doesn't want to be like a woman. He wants to be...
Women have a certain vanity in that they don't want to look... They want to look young. They don't want to look like they have white hair. So that I don't know if you call it vanity. Maybe a lot of people feel that way. But that feeling...
So men don't want to look old.
But they don't care enough to dye their hair black.
And if they do, that means they do.
Well, there may be individuals that do it. But since it's typically a woman's thing, that's why it's awesome. That look, you don't look like a woman. A man, especially if he has a beard and he dyes it black. No women dye their beards black. But it's the idea. What? On Purim, the Mishnah Berurah says it's aser to dress a man like a woman like a man. In camps, it's always a big tumult about the skits they have in the girls' camps and the boys' camps. So they look like, they don't look anything like women. But it's always a tumult over this in the camps. All right. Just because you can't put on plays doesn't make a deraisa mutter. For a girl to come into the boys' camp and act on the stage is not issa deraisa. For a man to dress up like a woman and act on the stage is a deraisa. So what should I tell you? What I want to say is this: the Bach holds this. It's extraordinary heta that mechaven lizdamos is only aser and not mechaven is mutter, and he has a starker raya. His raya is, the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, that looking in a mirror to check how you look is an issa la'il bashkeves sim lasisha. Now, before you get all excited, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, b'zman hazeh, men do it too. So there's a heter on the page in Shulchan Aruch. But in the time of the Gemara, there was a woman looked in the mirror and patched herself around. The man didn't look in the mirror. So it says that it's issa deraisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, if a guy is giving you a haircut, now the goyim were chashudim, when they took a razor to a Jew's neck, they were chashudim to do harm. So it says in Taisus Avodah Zarah that there's a mirror, you keep an eye on the guy, so I don't know how long it takes to do damage with a razor, with a knife, but Taisus says, if you look in the mirror and you keep an eye on the guy, it's okay. So the Bach says, mirror, the mirror on the wall is a problem. So the answer is, you're not doing it with chavon lizdamos, you're doing it to protect yourself. So that's the Bach Shita. The Bach says, if you're not chavon lizdamos, it's mutter. And again, if people do this, they put a jacket on a wife, that is based on this head. The Bar Plukta of the Bach is the Chochmas Sadam. The Chochmas Sadam also has a Gemara. He says there's no heter of mechaven lizdamos, and he bases it on a different Gemara. The Gemara says that women are not allowed to wear clay zayin, are not allowed to wear armor or swords or any type of begodim that a person goes to battle, army clothing, or clay zayin means to wear a sword. That a woman is not allowed to do it. What? So you might say, yeah, maybe it means when you're mechaven lizdamos, you want to look like an army person. So he says, no, but the story of Yael, so everyone knows the story of Yael, it's a shayftim. And Sheikh, it's Haftarah. Which Haftarah is it? The Haftarah of? B'shalach, good. So there, Yoel kills Sisera with the, that's Shiras Devaira, right? That's why it's B'shalach. After Shiras Devaira, she kills him. How does she kill him? You remember? With a peg. Why don't you just take his sword and chop off his head? Says to she, it is an Issa, Klei Zayin. Now take Klei Zayin. So she wasn't doing it Lizdamais. So Mimela, the Chochmas Adam brings a raya. So the Bach's raya is from the mirror case. The Chochmas Adam's raya is from the sword case that you see it's awesome. So Chochmas Adam is made to the Bach in one case, which comes up. It says, La Yilbash is sometimes things you wear, and sometimes even things you carry. Even things that a person, a walking stick, a man's walking stick, or today, no, women's walking sticks. Today, his example is a walking stick. Today, you have umbrellas. You have a lady's umbrella, a man's umbrella. Is a man allowed to take a woman's umbrella? So, the Chochmas Adam says, I'm maida to the Bach if you're not wearing it. I'm maida to the Bach in the case of the mirror. It's not something you're wearing, it's not a beged. It's something that has similarities to Darkei Ha'isha. So something you're not wearing, I'm minded to the Bach. The Bach's rise in the mirror. But something you're wearing, he's not masking to the Bach. So that was like the Chochmas Adam, putting the jacket on is still awesome.
What?
So I told you, Rabbi Kivega says nowadays it's mutter because men also use mirrors. So there's a heter. It's true, to take a mirror to check your tefillin. It's not mechavel as damas, he's not doing it to look pretty. So be mutter. He said, chavel is maida. If it's not a beggar, he's maida to the Bach's Yisoid. But when it's a beggar.
What about dying your hair?
But why are you doing it? You're doing it because you want to look young. So lizdamis means you're doing it for the same reason that women are doing. Mirrors are different. I look around the room, it doesn't look like the men are doing it as much as the ladies are doing it. Okay. All right, maybe it's an argument. Maybe men do it too. I don't know. I know. You know, we believe this, Mylan Zikna, you know, it's a. What? Yeah, from Klei Zayin, his reasoning. Well, a beged is the gufa issa. The Torah says a beged. So a beged is us no matter what. Now you want to go and say things that are not begadim are also aser. So if they're lizdamais, so they're similar. They're not similar. That's his. Ramesh and Achuva says you can rely on the Bach for makom hefsid. If a person's walking, if a woman's walking, her clothing's going to get ruined in the rain. So Ramesh says you can rely on the Bach for makom hefsid, but lechad chilat in the raisa, you should be machmir to chof mesav. That's what he says. Now, yeah, okay. Nachanami, to lose a job, that's an example. Ramesha has to somebody who looks old, he has a hard time with Shaduchim. So he says he's allowed to do it for such a case. What? Yeah, the problem with dying here is if a person is dying here to look young, then that's the same reason the women dye their hair. So Vaita, it's Lizdamas. It's the same as the way the women wear it. Okay, so I think my understanding is this is also a beggar. Anyway, Lizdamos is also even not a beggar. Right? The heter of Sholei Lizdamos. Yeah.
What's the idea from Yad? He wasn't going to wear the sword.
It's interesting. Yoel was not going to wear the sword. She was going to handle the sword. So what's the raya from Yoel? It's true. But he brings also. No, so it's fakert. It should be a raya l'chumri even on things you carry.
Right.
It's a bit of a problem. It's a bit of a problem by Yoel. What's the difference between Yael and Yehudis?
She used the sword.
So maybe it's Tluch Nefashis? Maybe. By where? So I tell you, it's interesting what you're saying, because Ramesh has a tshuva to somebody in Kfar Etzion, in Eretz Yisrael, about the women when they travel, about wearing a nuzi. If a woman's allowed to wear a gun in order to protect herself when she travels. So Ramesh has a tshuva. So Ramesh has a tshuva. He says, first of all, he says, to call it not because nefesh, you could stay home. He says, not because you have to stay home. You're allowed to go out. You can't tell somebody to stay home all the time. So you're allowed to go out. So Ramesha asks wearing a gun. He says that wearing it is also. It's not Liz Damais. And Ramesha himself said you can rely on the Bach, B'makim Tzairich. He says, no, that's Liz Damais. Liz Damais is you're wearing it for the same reason a man wears it. Just like by here. Women want to look young, so men doing it to look young are the same. Men wear Klei Zayin for protection. So women wearing Klei Zayin for protection, he holds it still awesome. He says to carry a gun is not awesome. To carry a gun is no different than a woman uses a strainer in the kitchen. A man uses a strainer in the kitchen. That's not that's a use of a keli. Ramesha writes to carry a gun, not to wear a gun. This is, what? No, because that's not a man thing to wear boots. In other words, wearing boots, men wear boots, women wear boots. So everyone can wear boots. But what? A man wearing a gun, wearing Klei Zayin is a man's thing. Men, typically men in the army, in very few countries. What? Wearing? So wearing a man's coat is Shaloi Lizdamois, the Bach holds his mutter. Why is she wearing the coat? Well, no, clothing is normally worn for the look. Even if you're wearing it for the rain, you wear it for the look. You buy something that looks good on you. To wear something that the look is no good, only for protection, that's considered Shaloi Lizdamois. That's his head. So, what? Yeah. Right. 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 So she could put the gun in her purse. No man put gun in the purse. Okay. Marimokim Halilok. I show you Marimokim. You can look up the tshuva. So anyway, this is the Bach and the Chacham Sadim. You should know that there's such a chilukei deis, and this is what it depends on. It's not so posh in the house for a woman to put on a man's robe, let's say, in a cold night. It's not so posh. It's clearly a man's baged. Some regard them not clearly a man's or a woman's baged, but some are. There's not such a double posh it's tamazai in the house to wear such a thing. If people do and they don't care about the look, it's late at night. So then you have the Bach, I guess, to rely on. But to Shavu Deraisa, the only thing that I'm left, and it would be nice if we had a Mishnah Berurah to pass, because Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a Yeridaya. So I'll tell you something that came up that maybe is a right. Wearing a sheitel, is that a lady's thing? I think so. I think it's a lady's thing to wear a wig. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, talks about yarmulke, and Rav Pam used to give people aitzes. If they have to go to work and they can't wear a yarmulke, she gets themselves a little toupee to wear a little toupee on the way. I got out of Chavrusa, Rav Pam told him. So one day he was coming in the morning, he said, I'll be late. Oh, I said, why are you late? He says, I have an appointment with the Sheikh Omacher. He went to the Sheikh Omacher. He got himself a yarmulke-sized toupee. And a few people in Yeshiva who did it. So I'm just wondering if that should be a shiloh of the Yilbash Geber. There the Mishnah Berurah says he brings to wear a toupee, b'makom a yarmulke. So he says something like, b'shas hadchak, it's mutter. He says, yesh mekina, yesh mekina. He says, b'shas hadchak, it's mutter. To wear a toupee, b'makom a yarmulke. So here, I'm just wondering, does the Mishnah Berurah mean the Bach? Assuming wearing a sheitel, a wig, is a woman's thing. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about lo yilbash geber. They wouldn't be caught dead wearing a toupee, but they wear a sheitel. You mean the style is different. Style is different. Maybe it's true. Maybe that's chat in the Mishnah Berurah. What? So I was thinking that maybe the Mishnah Berurah means the Bach. To wear it for the look, that's awesome. To wear it, see, to wear a yarmulke, so even a person has a head of hair, he's going to put this on because he wants to wear a yarmulke. I was thinking maybe he means the Bach. So Rav Beryl is saying, maybe it's different. Maybe it's a different style. The style of a man's style maybe is different than a woman's style. So I'm not sure. But anyway, the Iker I wanted to do is share with you this Yisaitistik Machlaikis between the Bach and the Chachmas Adam. Ramesha says to rely on the Bach in certain cases. The Chachmas Adam's chilik is this chilik. chilek between a beged and other things that our Gemara adds, other things which are not mamish begadim, which are some, which are also included in the yisur. What about the beard? Dying a beard? I think it's the same. I think it's the same thing. I'm not sure. Yeah.